They were only 600 feet up, the 40-millimeter anti-aircraft tracers coming closer and closer. About the time the tracers were popping right past the tail of the plane, Lipton remembered, the green light went on. He leaped out. Private James Alley was number two, Private Paul Rogers number three. Alley had been told to throw his leg bag out the door and follow it into the night. He did as told and ended up flat on the floor with his head and half his body out of the plane, his bag dangling in the air, about to pull him in half. Rogers, who was strong as a bull, threw him out the door and jumped right behind. Leo Boyle was the last man in the stick on his plane. There was this tremendous turbulence as the green light went on and the men began leaping out into the night. The plane lurched. Boyle was thrown violently down to the floor. The plane was flying at a tilt. Boyle had to reach up for the bottom of the door, pull himself to it, and roll out of the C-47 into the night. Tracers were everywhere. The lead plane in Stick 66, flown by Lieutenant Harold Capelluto, was hit with bullets going through it and out the top, throwing sparks. The plane maintained course and speed for a moment or two, then did a slow wing over to the right. Pilot Frank DeFlita, just behind, remembered that Capelluto's landing lights came on, and it appeared they were going to make it when the plane hit a hedgerow and exploded. It was the plane carrying Lieutenant Meehan, First Sergeant Evans, and the rest of the company headquarters section, including Sergeant Murray, who had held that long talk with Lipton about how to handle different combat situations. He never got to experience any of the possibilities he and Lipton had tried to visualize. Easy Company had not put one man into combat yet, and it had already lost platoon leader Schmitz, Company Commander Meehan, and its first sergeant. Private Rod Stroll was one of those so overloaded that he could not put on his reserve chute. I remember thinking, well, hell, if you need it and it doesn't open, it's going to be over in a hurry. And if you don't need it, you don't need it. His plane got hit and started going down. As his stick went out, the pilot and co-pilot came out with us. George Lutz was on Welsh's plane. He had barely made it, as in addition to all the regular gear, he was carrying a radio and batteries and had been unable to get into the plane until a bunch of Air Corps guys pushed him in. Once inside, he had turned to Welsh to say, "Lieutenant, you got me fifth man in the stick, and I'll never make it to the door." So Welsh had told him to change places with Private Roy Cobb,